Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5, 713-780-3776. So we got to get to the Russ Westbrook story. We'll get to that in a minute. We got more Astros to talk, obviously. I was going through, and you go through ESPN, and I was listening to the Russell Westbrook talking about the popcorn guy and everything else. And then the next video that pops up is
I'm not the popcorn guy. Stop.
He's the popcorn guy. So the next video that pops up is the Islanders-Penguins game. And it just is on my poor speakers here on my laptop, my speaker's broken, so it's horrible. And I play it to just piss these guys off during the breaks. It sounds terrible. But listen to this play-by. This is New York. This is the Islanders play-by-play guy.
Kind of a major team. New
York, you're going to get... Yeah. But I would imagine this guy's probably someone who's beloved there because of how terrible he sounds. Listen.
Here's Beauvillier over the Penguin line. They find Nelson left of the net. Shulkin scores! Oh, Nelly! Brock finishes the feed from Bailey! And for the third time tonight, the Islanders have tied the game! It's 3-0! What a pass from Bailey, though. Pulock, right point drive. He scores! Ryan Pulock blasts it home from right point! And the Islanders have their first lead of the night! It is 4-3, New York! A 4-on-3 here with the Penguin line. Nelson, into the slot, walks in, shoots. He scores! Brock Nelson has his second of the period! He goes 5, hold on, Jerry! And it's 5-3 Isles!
Is that guy not awesome?
So he follows it. So it's not, it's so funny because everyone, I come from the Syracuse broadcasting school now where I do things the right way. But then you get Susie Essman, Michael K.
I know, right?
This guy, Susie Essman. And this guy, I don't hate it.
I know
they
in New York.
Passionate.
I love it. This is the part of the show, if I was Charlie Pelillo, I would tell you what station that was, what that guy's name was, but I don't care about all that.
We would give them credit. Syracuse 2000.
Yeah, I've known him for 32 years.
Good and person.
He is one of the all-time greats.
Nick, little-known fact. Does he interact directly with Nick?
Sometimes.
Yeah, he does.
Little-known fact, Nick, he... at one point was calling minor league baseball in Iowa.
I think this gentleman's name, I don't know. Is it some suggests his name is Brendan Burke?
No one knows.
I'm not sure if that's the most current Islanders.
Well, if it was on Twitter, somebody tweeted that?
MSG. No, I'm reading on online. MSG.
Oh,
courtesy of MSG at a minimum. And I think it's Brendan Burke, the play-by-play guy.
Oh, okay. No one knows.
And I'm looking at him, and he looks like a guy who would sound like that.
That sounds like that? Yeah.
He's a young dude for that job. He's only 36.
Yeah, you know what? But New York does have that. Like, Cosell came from there. And Cosell, in his book, he said, a guy like, they said you could never make it.
Because it's New York is why you can make it.
That's right.
Though.
That's exactly why.
But it's also, he's also a guy who was super honest. Like, that's why New Yorkers love the kind of...
And
Jeff Van Gundy telling the truth.
Stephen A?
Yeah. And even though Stephen A was a Philadelphia guy, New Yorkers really respect Stephen
A, he's New York. I mean, he loves that. Max Kellerman. Did you see his act last night when the Knicks won?
Oh, my God. No, I didn't see his act. I saw Scott Van Pelt talk to him.
Well, he was in front of all these fans, and they were going crazy, and he was going crazy the Knicks
Stephen
win.
A is a different character now than he used to be. LeShane said... That's what Granato sounds like every time I send a Coors Light out to him.
Coors! I got a beer!
Hey, Lachain also said you're going to lose some chiclets there, Dell.
He said, keep talking,
spitting
buddy.
Chiclets, buddy.
Well, hey, buddy.
It's better I lose them getting punched than biting into your sandwich. So.
Oh.
Oh, man. How are you going to do that to that man?
Man.
That man is an award-winning chef.
Yeah.
You know
and
what?
Here you are.
I mean, and,
not
and
everyone's great at everything.
Matter of fact,
and, a former, and a former youth league hockey player. Who
not
wants.
Everyone's yeah. great at everything.
Better, and by the way, Lachain.
Had coffee thrown on him one time from an opposing fan base. Hot coffee.
I'm going to try and come by tonight, Lachain, so get some Coors Lights out. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, he doesn't carry Coors Lights, and John makes him go to the grocery store to get Coors Lights.
Why would you not carry Coors Lights? What kind of idiot are you?
Do you think it's appropriate that John makes a restaurant go to a grocery store?
What kind of idiot would not carry Coors Lights?
I don't think it's appropriate.
A Canadian idiot?
So you're telling me this tough guy is bullied by John into getting Coors Lights?
That's right.
Oh, it's so scary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even messing with you, Dell. He's actually, you know what? He's going to be in, he's either in Nashville or going to be in Nashville because I'm going in today. Our old friend Keith Cornelius Jr.
He's got to be listening here. No?
Maybe on the app.
On the stream.
No, he's hearing it right away. He's hearing it quicker than that.
I get off at 11.
All right.
I don't know. But yeah, he said he's going to be in Nashville, so I don't think we're going to see him tonight.
Okay.
I'm still going there for the food though. Anyway and drinks and go see our friend Keith Cornelius Jr., who was, I haven't seen him since we did the dive. This guy, Dell, he was a senior at Episcopal.
You don't have to explain. I've been on the show long enough that I've heard
this story.
Heard this story. Okay, for the listeners, this kid was, so Maurice Clarett, this is when there was a very briefly, some of you may not even know this, I don't know, but very briefly there was a window open where high school kids could potentially go pro.
Well,
right out of high
school. Maurice Clarett was suing for it.
Maurice Clarett was suing for that. Yeah. And very briefly, there was that possibility. And Keith Cornelius Jr., who was just a kid who was like a backup cornerback at Episcopal, he sent a letter to us on the morning show saying that he was entering his name into the NFL draft. And we played it very straight. We read his letter. We interviewed him on the radio. We asked draft analyst from Jim Sabo from Our Lads about it. I never heard of the kid. I don't know who this is. And so then a listener, the same guy, so a listener's brother, and you know, the brother of a listener who also did the documentary Outcry and not only Outcry, but what's the one about the shoes stuff, John?
The shoes? Which one? I don't know.
The documentarian, he made a mockumentary back in 2001, and it was called Draft Days. And it was about Keith Cornelius, a high school kid, entering into the draft. It's a total mockumentary. It was incredibly well done. He went on to do, Outcry with Greg Kelly.
Yep.
And he went on to do, what was the one with the Adidas guy goes to prison and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. It was... He did that one?
Yeah, he did that too.
Oh, it was a good one. Yeah. I forget
that. Pat Condolas is his name. And Pat Condolas did the same guy who did Outcry and that one did Draft Days with Keith Cornelius Jr. And Danny Arnold was putting him through. He had a pro day where some of the kids from Episcopal, one of them was his agent. He had a suit on and he worked out at a pro day and it was like a 4.85 40. For a cornerback.
Faster than Vernon Hargreaves.
Not very. Yeah, I mean, Vernon Hargreaves' speed. That's true. And so now he's all grossed up. And he went to college and did great. He's a Dukie. How about that? He went to Duke. Then he went to business school. Now
the
he works
Scheme.
He went to New York. Yeah, he works in New York now.
Yeah. It was called The Scheme.
Very successful.
Yeah, no, awesome. So you're going to have lunch with him. That was the.
Well, no, happy hour. We're going to be over there at Riel.
He and I'm his playing dad. Memorial today. So
he and his dad want to go.
I'm my first time ever playing Memorial.
He doesn't know this, but I'm going to hit him up for a loan.
And Clarett was challenging the rules that he didn't to stay 3 years
three
in college.
Years. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But if it opened up, it could potentially open up high school.
For high school, right.
But this kid had a really funny letter, played it straight. Like, he was brilliant the way he played the comedy.
All right. Let's get Brian in here. He's been waiting. He wants to talk about Carlos Correa. But who doesn't? What's up, Brian?
What's up, guys? I got a question. I guess it ends with Correa. But so as far as the Astros championship hopes, I know they have a shot, but realistically, I think y'all would agree, with the Dodgers and there's several other teams. I think at the end of the year, I'm not picking them to go. So for me, it's championship or bust. So if you're not if you're not, you know, if you ain't going to win it, and if you don't have a great shot at winning it, then why are we not hearing any talks of Correa being traded? I understand you, if you have a shot, you keep all your guys, and I mean, they really do have a shot, but you got to, that's all I'm hearing is he's walking at the end of the year. So why are we not even discussing getting something for him? Because your future, I mean, you could get something decent for this guy. Also, what do y'all think about it? Y'all think, is that an option? And if so, I mean, what is the possibility of what you can get? Because I'm curious.
Let's talk about that first, though. I think they believe with Fromber, Odorizzi, Urquidy coming back, it's going to bolster the bullpen because that's the only weakness you got. You got a good hitting team, although it shuts down from time to time.
27-22, and Fromber hasn't pitched anymore.
Yeah, they're five games over five, and they were eight games over 500, and they're still right there in the hunt for the West. You don't throw in the towel on this. No way. So I don't think he gets traded.
John and I have talked about this before, but it would take, if they were 22-27, we might be talking about it. But even then, they're going to have to really go on a bad losing streak. Like,
and you saw a 29-31 team last year go to the ALCS.
If this is it for Carlos Correa, Jim Crane, if there's a chance to win, Jim Crane is going to want to give his fan base as good a shot as they can to win, especially with everyone coming back into the stadium. And there's no George. I just don't. I always thought it was a long shot anyway. I always felt like this is a real long shot for them to trade Carlos Correa. They're going to have to really be terrible to trade Carlos Correa because anything even middling,
no,
the Astros are going to try to stay.
And they're
course.
A good baseball team. They're not going to. Yeah, no. They're a game out of the division, and they're fighting. They just beat.
They don't think they have to win a championship to keep them. I don't think.
Listen, and you got. There's a chance of Verlander coming back. There is a real chance Verlander comes back.
Why do you think there's a real chance?
Because it's a real thing. Because
I know it's a real thing, but it's late.
So what? How about you? Okay. Did you not get Verlander late in the season and win a World Series?
I got you, but if I'm the Astros, I don't even want him coming back.
So they want.
I want the full insurance.
I know this team isn't that team. Isn't the 17 team, but it's not far off.
How long does it take to come back from Tommy John surgery? Because they announced his surgery October 1st.
Mm-hmm. It usually takes
for a superhero like Verlander,
an older player.
It usually takes over a full year of baseball. A full year of baseball, and they announced it when?
They announced he had surgery. I don't know when he had it, but the announcement of the surgery was October 1st.
Yeah, hurt himself in July. Didn't have surgery. They kept trying to go through it. I mean, that is aggressive track. I know. I know.
But, okay, Verlander comes back this year, pitches this year, yay or nay?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say dude is going to be back.
Why do you think he, at that age,
because I've already seen him throwing off the ground.
But he even said, don't get excited about this.
No, but it's going to take a couple of months.
Did you see the video? Verlander, if anything, I came away from that not as excited about Verlander possibly coming back.
Just throwing to me was like unbelievable.
He said, "I got a long, long way."
Yeah, he's got a long way to go, but that, you know, it's only May.
So
we're talking about September.
Uh-huh. So the announcement was made October 1st by James Click. He had the surgery a day before, September 30th, and the initial recovery time was put at 12 to 14 months.
Yeah,
that was the initial.
So if he kicks it up to 11 months, that wouldn't be that's not crazy. I mean, if he gets back at the end of August or in September, that's not crazy.
Yeah, but
in some cases, it would be a 3 month kickoff if because they said the range could be 14. So 11, that means that he's 3 months possibly ahead of schedule. Just depends on, I guess, the surgery.
And at that age, that'd be a little. That's why I think it's still fairly.
He's a superhero. That's all I know.
But he's still older. I mean, it is. There's a reason he's getting Tommy John now as he gets older.
Yeah, Batman.
There's a reason Tommy John is because he got strain on his elbow. It's got nothing to do with age.
Okay, Batman had an ACL.
And Superman's been killed. Yeah, he's a superhero.
No, it doesn't. Young people get Tommy John.
Yeah, but he hasn't had it his whole career, and now he does.
Well, something happened.
He's 30, 6 years old when it happens? Yeah, you start to break down.
No, that's not. He broke down because his elbow was. Yes, he's
38 years old.
Yeah.
He's 38.
And? What's your point?
Well, you point
he's Justin Verlander.
My point is,
so you think
does
because
that mean?
His name
Justin
is Verlander, yeah. He's got the ability to come back
really?
Faster from
Outlander,
a Tommy John.
Verlander, Homelander, Verlander.
I don't think you want to be compared to Homelander. Well, that guy does stuff.
Okay.
Bad he's stuff.
Done. You don't. Well, Justin Verlander.
I think we're going to see
does he stand on top of a building and like Homelander does? You want to compare him to that guy?
I don't
guy?
Know what Justin Verlander does in his spare time.
I don't think he goes up top of Minute Maid on top and does what Homelander does.
Into the city.
Yeah.
I hope not,
just,
but I don't
somebody
know.
Just went, I think where? A bird crapped on me. Oh, no.
All right.
Homelander.
8:15. ESPN. 97.5.
Let me tell you about SiteJab, Houston's premier web designers. Man, I got to get with Hector because we got our ScoutSource web app. I mean, hit me up. I may let you see a quick version of it. But we're going to help fans who are really into the draft and also high school and colleges create their own NFL scouting platform. We're going to create an NFL scouting platform for them where they can create their own draft grades. And we've got it all. The schematics are all done. We have the prototype created. But now we got to get the design right, and we got to get the build out right on the front end. And that's why I'm going with Hector and his crew from SiteJab, because I know their work. They've been doing it for over 20 years now, and their work is fantastic. Go to SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It, not only does it look stunning visually, it really, and that's what gets your attention initially, but then they can integrate video, they integrate, or they have a flow of their design that keeps you interested and staying on the website. And that's the goal, is how long do you stay on a website? The longer you're on a site, the more people are going to go through the information, the more they're going to find out about your small to medium-sized business, and the greater the likelihood that they are going to convert eyes into business for you. Those become true leads. So make sure that you give yourself the best chance by going with a company who does it at an affordable price, and you get so much bang for the buck, and they are an entire full suite of product company, when you can go to the website and see exactly what I'm talking about. Go to SiteJab.com. That's SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Obviously, last night, didn't play out how we wanted to. It's one of the worst games we played all year. And, you know, we had to come back today and, you know, make it right and go out there and perform. And we did. We got a nice win tonight.
That sure was. That was as fun as it can possibly be. The atmosphere was fantastic. Way to step up, Houston. After a disappointing Tuesday night, Wednesday night couldn't have been better. Stepped up, drowned out the Dodger fans. When they started booing Altuve, everybody was just cheering and just going crazy. And, you know, and then the play on the field just shut them up. Other than they played flawlessly other than the Luis Garcia error that led to a run. And but Luis Garcia pitched great. 100 pitches. I mean, his pitch count was way up there that he brought him back out for the sixth. And then he brings Raley in, and he looks great. And then it's like, ooh, Stan, why can't you go back? Why? I don't know why managers go away from a good thing. That guy pitched great.
Going across.
No, I don't. Guys. No. I don't like it with certain guys. I don't.
Guys
can throw 2 and 3 innings. I'm not opposed to that. I love when Javier comes out and throws 2 or 3 innings. But, if he's going well, do it. Josh James, never bring him back ever because he sucks.
But there've been other guys who've gone across innings, and that's a hindsight thing because if they
no,
don't
it's
do
not.
Well,
at the time, I was like, why are you taking Raley out?
But
he looked great.
When have you liked Brooks Raley this year as a baseball pitcher?
Well, listen, when Brooks
or
Raley
last year,
I got to. Brooks Raley was throwing great, dude. When he took him out, I was like, dude, don't take him out. He looks good tonight. Sometimes guys feel it in a night. He looked great last night. So throw him again.
I don't want Brooks Raley in there more than an inning ever. But I also don't want Brian Abreu in there. But you know, you also had a lead.
Stanek right now, when he brings Stanek in, it's like, oh my God.
Well, Raley was between Stanek, right?
No. It was Raley, Stanek, and then, okay. Yeah. No, and Stanek
has better stuff than Raley, but it doesn't really matter. Lately, people
he doesn't.
Are hitting
not
Stanek.
Lately, he doesn't.
People know Stanek's coming with gas, and they're going to hit it.
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
Stanek looked great early on, and he looks terrible
listen,
right now.
The news
and
is
then
that,
Pawpaw brings in Abreu.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it looks safe. Like, you had a lot of cushion, and all of a sudden you realize, oh, my God.
There's not that much cushion.
There's not cushion at all by the end. Well, there was a chance to get ruined by Albert Pujols. Of course, of all people, here comes Albert Pujols. But the story that you need to know, beside the Astros getting a win off of Trevor Bauer, is that Lance McCullers retroactively is on the 10-day. They retroactively went to May 23rd. He'll miss a start. They brought up Ralph Garza Jr., never heard of him, but Ralph Garza Jr. is up. But that's not the major news. The major news is that this weekend is the return of Jake Odorizzi, but more importantly, Framber Valdez. And Framber, is there somebody else too?
What?
Did you say there's a third pitcher coming or between?
Urquidy's coming.
Oh, and Jose Urquidy, that's right.
He'll be here for the Red Sox.
Urquidy's back. So you are getting three starters back into your rotation. That's a major deal. Christian Javier is going to go to the bullpen, which I typically would not be a fan of, but as I said yesterday, I'm a fan of it now because I know he can pitch from there. I know he can give you multiple innings in a game, and that bullpen sucks so bad right now relative to what you need it to be a good championship-caliber team or at least compete for a championship. Getting someone in there who can go multiple innings and potentially work every 6 days, every 5 days, that's just too important right now. Javier is more important right now in the bullpen than he'd be as a starter based on the amount of arms they have up there. I don't know if Garcia could do it like Javier. I don't know if Odorizzi could do it. I know Christian Javier can do it. More importantly, Dusty knows he can do it because he used him in that capacity in the playoffs last year. And the only reason that we had things that we liked about the bullpen. Look, the Astros, in their entire run, from 15 to now, every postseason run, their bullpen has been not good, other than maybe a couple of pitchers. That's it. It's been just, you're literally trying to withstand your bullpen. At some point, is it ever going to be, and I know the Astros usually ruin other teams' bullpens in the postseason, but going into series, you know, the Yankees always have a pretty stout bullpen. The Dodgers always have a pretty stout bullpen. That's the one thing that has been very curious to me is how Jeff Leno and now James Click, that they have not built a better bullpen. It's always about the starters going down there, Lance McCullers, Charlie Morton. The most heroic efforts we talk about from the bullpen, Christian Javier against Tampa. We always think about starters who end up getting, even Brad Peacock, starters who end up getting bullpen pitching duties that end up getting the job done. That's what we talk about. Whenever we talk about postseason success from the bullpen, it's rarely about actual full-season bullpen guys. Will Harris has had some moments at times, but that's continues to be one area that they have just never fixed.
It ain't easy either, because you got to spend money if you're going to do that. It ain't easy. Let's get Lorenzo in here. He wants to talk about Correa. What do you say, Lorenzo?
Good morning. So my question was, like, watching last night, waiting Carlos Correa.
Can you talk into your phone, buddy? We can't hear you.
I can't remember.
We can't hear you. Can you talk into your phone? No, you got to go, Lorenzo. You got to talk into your phone. We can't understand it. Sorry about that, buddy. It was something about Rayleigh, I think, he wanted to talk about. 713-780-3776 is the number, 713-780-3776. Somebody says, John, you're crushing Josh James right now. I've always said you cannot bring Josh James in for multiple innings. Josh James is a closer. I think he could be a closer. He's got that kind of high-velocity fastball.
Oh, we haven't seen anything that would – I had hopes of him being a closer, but I haven't seen anything since 18.
Yeah. So Presley couldn't pitch, so who was better than Abreu? I don't know anyone.
Who was better than Abreu?
Anyone? I don't know.
Snacks?
Yeah. Your son?
Else?
Your son Snacks would have been a better option than Abreu? I don't know about that.
Possibly.
How about pitching Rayleigh multiple innings? That would have been something, but never mind. It's a win, although it was I swear to God, when Pujols came to the plate, I was like, are you kidding me? Because this is almost identical to the Cardinals situation. You were going to close out the game. You were going to win a big, now it was the playoffs and, you know, to put the Cardinals away. And I think that home run changed the entire World Series, because as opposed to having Roy pitch game one in against the White Sox, Roy had to go to the Cardinals, win that game to put the Astros in the World Series. Guys' arms were dying. Andy Pettitte's arm was falling off.
Changed the World Series. They couldn't hit anything.
Yeah, they couldn't hit anything. But I think it really affected the whole deal. And I know Roy didn't hold a lead either. Roy had a lead in game three that he couldn't hold either. The Pujols hit. And I thought, oh my gosh, is this going to happen? Now, that was I don't know if anyone realizes this. That was 16 years ago. Mm-hmm. 16 years ago.
And there's Pujols up to bat, and I'm like, oh my God. And Dusty said that too. Dusty was, he said, back in
do
the
we
day.
Have it?
Yeah, we got, let's pull Dusty Baker's sound up. He was talking about Albert Pujols, and he talked about how he basically alluded to the fact that you always have to know where Albert Pujols is in a lineup. You always have to know.
Listen, I've seen Albert Pujols plenty. I interviewed him. I got an opportunity to sit low last night, but Albert Pujols is not the same guy that he was 16 years ago.
No.
Albert, no. I mean, he's like yeah.
He's getting older.
He's literally a big guy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens, guys. Just
yeah, no.
Guys.
I mean, he's just like he's Verlander. In his 40s now or something. And he, yeah.
Yeah, he's in his 40s.
Yeah. So
we never knew what his age was anyway.
No. He's probably in his 50s. We don't know. He could be. We don't know. But he looks like it. He's not the same. Now, he did homer. He has been. Now, he's hitting 200 and 230, slugging or whatever, 230 on base. I mean, he's not the same guy. Here's Dusty talking about Pujols.
I was counting how many guys would have to get on in front of Albert like I did in the old days. You know, like I wanted Albert to be in the hole and not even on deck. Next thing I know, Albert's up there, and I was like, oh, no. I mean, thought I was having a recurring nightmare from the past. You know, Albert's beaten us many, many times, but, you know, he made the quality pitches when he needed, and we won the game.
Yeah. He's not the same Pujols, but it still was scary.
Yeah, it's still scary.
He's still
especially
scary.
Especially with the Brave throwing to him.
Yeah. Jackie says, Baez was Click's answer. He's in witness protection now. He is, and he was. Yeah, that's one less arm that you... I mean, that's... that. Where is dude? Click's like, hey, you're making me look bad over here. I can't bring you in, and nothing. I get nothing out of you, nothing. I mean, zero. I got Brian Abreu I got to bring in instead of Pedro Baez. This is what I got. I mean, come on. So Click was like, I'm done. Baez, I'm done. I'm all in.
I'm all in with
Baez. All in with Baez.
Pedro Baez.
And look it. All in. And you get rivered.
If the Astros,
you didn't even get rivered. You didn't even see the flop, but you were all in.
No, I truly do believe that the Astros will make a move around. Now, listen, it has not been a great time to be an Astro. Jeff Leneau was super conservative when it came to bullpen guys. He was super conservative. As all these bullpen pitchers are coming off the market, he finally jumps in with his, you know, with his value pick and the guy who's got domestic violence charges and suspension. That was his value addition.
Well, he also got Presley.
Yeah, Presley was a good
addition. And he also got Zach Britton, and the Orioles backed out of it.
Yeah, he didn't get Zach Britton.
No, he did. He had Zach Britton, and he had a deal done.
I get it, but it didn't happen.
But it didn't happen because of the Orioles. But he would have done
that. By the way, it also may have kept them in the market for Justin Verlander.
And right. Right, right.
Which
right.
is a big deal. So that's why I'm not giving him credit for
that. But it's not like
moving.
He wasn't trying. At least Leneau was
trying. So we give
him trying.
Credit for that, then let's not give him credit for Verlander.
No, you can give him credit for both. He tried to get Britton. He actually did. And the Orioles screwed the whole deal up. And so you learned something about the Orioles, which actually you didn't have to learn. The Orioles have done that before. But it's not like Leneau, he sat on his hands.
But he did sit on his hands when they had historic Well, okay, that was falling apart there, but you needed a starter that year. And he wasn't, but there really wasn't great starters. And then he fell into Verlander after a hurricane, and we know the deal how Jim Crane helped push that through. And Verlander actually was more amenable to it at the time, where he wasn't pre-deadline. My big problem was 2 years ago where when he went after, he waited for all these other good relievers to, they were just getting pulled, you know, just getting traded for left and right. And he waits for Osuna. Like, that was, and we know that move, I know you feel kind of the same way. It's almost like that move jinxed the organization in a way. But, I don't know. I'm interested to see what James Click does. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm hopeful, because I don't think that James Click is going to be super aggressive. But I do think he'll add an arm. I do think he'll add an arm if need be.
Mm-hmm. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
What are your thoughts on this Padres series?
Let's talk about it on the other side. It's 8:32 on ESPN 97.5. It's time for me to talk about Patrick Chastain and the Chastain Wonderful People. And if you're looking for the best Ford dealership in the city of Houston, I am squarely behind them. If you're looking for a Ford, if you're looking for that F-150, they have some on the lot. There's a lot of places you can't find them. Patrick says this, though, go there or go online and order your vehicle. And especially if you've got a little bit of time and you want to, you get your best deal when you order online and you get exactly what you want, because that's when you'll spend the least amount of money. There are certain packages that they have, right? You know, leather, you've got whatever, all the sunroof, and you've got the windows in the back. Whatever the case may be, you get exactly what you want when you order it. So he says, order it from us. You'll get the best car, and we're going to work the deal as best we possibly can. We're going to get you the best price that you can get from the Ford dealership, because that's what we do every single time. We're going to get you that best deal. And we're going to give you the best in service, and we're going to give you I'm telling you, you are going to love being part of the Chastain family. I do. They're wonderful. Every single time, they're going to work their hardest to make sure that you get not only the best deal, but the best in service at Chastain Ford. You can buy online. They will not add all kinds of stuff. No dealer add-ons. They're not going to do that to you. Spend $3,000 more than you agreed to pay for, and you're going to get you at the payments that you need to be at ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
This is ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8:35 ESPN 97.5. Lorenzo is back. He wants to talk about Carlos Correa. Let's see what he has to say. Hey, Lorenzo, what's going on?
What's going on, guys? You better this time?
Yeah, a little bit. What's going on?
Okay, so I want to ask about Correa. So my question is, like, last night, just watching him throw the H as he goes around to hit a home run, the way he leans into the "Can you hear me now?" Just embracing the heel roll. Do you see him? And I know it happens a lot in basketball. Do you see him creating enough of a Houston loyal type persona that makes it to where Jim Crane, regardless of the number that gets thrown out there, basically has to pay him? Do you see him creating that much buzz around the fanhood to where we demand that he gets paid?
No, I mean, not regardless of the number. Like, now, if he balls out in the playoffs and helps them again and at some point he's got to be a better hitter in the regular season. Mm. Like, the clutch stuff, I'll always remember him for that. But Jim Crane is a guy who's going to say, he's going to look at this pretty practically, and he is the guy that brought analytics hardcore into the Astros, because he understands value. And the value proposition is how you build a really good franchise. And I think he's going to have a number, and his team is going to have a number for this is what Carlos is worth based on his output. And if he doesn't hit that, Crane's not just going to fall in love with him because, you know, the fan base loves George Springer. The fan base had a love affair with, you know, Charlie Morton for what he did. Dallas Keuchel was still, you know, he's let all these guys go. Dallas Keuchel, The Astros obviously still believe that Lance McCullers had value at the number they gave him, and or they wouldn't have.
And yeah, they were right.
Or they wouldn't have at 17 at 5. Carlos Correa, it's not going to be the phrase when you hit me with regardless of the number. Oh, no. Mm-mm. No. There is no such thing as regardless of the number for Jim Crane. Carlos has to, it has to align with what they feel like the value is for Carlos Correa.
Yeah. No, and
but I love that he threw I know exactly what he was talking about. When he rounded first, you were at the game, so you didn't see it. When he was rounding first base, he threw up the little H as he was rounding first, the Houston thing. I mean, that's, people love that.
Yeah.
People in Houston love that stuff.
You know, but, and again, like you said,
still a business.
Listen, though, there have been beloved players that have gone. I mean, what was the outcry when Nolan Ryan left?
Oh, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
But George,
but then he was like $1 million player. But everybody was like, nobody deserves a
George Springer's still in his prime.
Yeah.
And they let him.
Yeah. Work. I mean, yeah. Listen, there will be people that'll be pissed, but you know what? You move on because it's the uniform that you root for. It's not the player. It's not the guys. They come and go. The guys will come and go. And if Carlos Correa goes, then you know what? You move on from him and you find yourself another shortstop. So I tell you this, if Carlos goes, I mean, you're going to be losing and he'll come back and haunt you. I know that Carlos will come back to haunt you.
No question.
Yeah.
So Carlos is one of these guys. Hopefully it won't be like a JD Martinez haunt you, but JD became a superstar when he left, you just know Carlos would be up for that game. Every time the Astros, oh my God, Carlos is going to ruin us. He's only hitting 264.
And he's
going to
kill us.
I don't
he's
care.
He's
going to
kill us. No
he's
question.
He's going to hit 3 home runs this series. I already can feel it.
But that was, for those of you just joining us now, that was just so much fun last night. What a great atmosphere. If you were there.
So tell us about being in the building. What was it like when
electric.
You went in?
It was electric.
First time being in since COVID to be in a, to be in a space. It's filled up. It had to be. Haven't been filled up in Houston yet.
Oh, no, but I've been to Astros before this. But, yeah, you're right. It wasn't full.
It was small.
But it really wasn't any different. It's not like I'm next to all of these people, and I'm next to my wife and who I'm sitting at the game with. And everybody else is 6 feet away, so it was really not any different.
Well, somebody's sitting next to somebody less than 6 feet. The seats are tight.
Yeah, the seats are no. Well, I was on the end, so
I got you.
But we were only with our people, you know. And somebody's got to sit next to somebody that they don't know. Yes. That
how
was
many people
happening.
Were wearing masks
Zero.
In the building? You didn't see any.
Zero.
I mean, I would. I'm vaccinated.
Yeah.
I went through all this whole stuff just like all you guys did, and we watched science. We worried about COVID, and I had COVID, and worried about my wife's. You know, some people lost loved ones, and. Everything was to get to a vaccine so we could get back to normalcy. Hmm. So I have, by the way, and I thought it was super cool watching the highlights of the Knicks fans go crazy. I mean, this is a team that has had a terrible team to root for, terrible organization, and they're having success. And some people wore, like Spike Lee had a mask on. There's people in New York who still are going to wear masks, but they already said it's on July 1st. And Broadway's coming back in the fall. But they said it's on July 1st. They're going 100% capacity. But what we found out here in Houston is not everyone, like it's funny. I was one of the only people to Kroger. I looked, it said, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. And I feel like I need to, I've been a guy who's been super, even though I've been vaccinated. Well, yeah, because, and you've done the same thing. I don't want other people to feel uncomfortable or whatever. And
yeah, I don't care about other people.
And all that stuff. Well, I do. I'm a man of the people. Right. But,
I wear a mask in the groceries. And when they say you got to wear, okay, I'm not.
Oh,
gonna,
no,
I'm
if
gonna,
they say you got to wear
listen,
a mask.
We're getting to a point now where,
they need more heroes like us who say, look, we're not we are vaccinated, and so we're going to show you that it's okay. Now, even if I'm one of the only ones in Kroger, I am fully vaccinated, and we have been told that this is science.
So I'm fully vaccinated. I could have COVID. I don't know if I'm carrying it. I don't know if I'm spreading it. I don't know.
You probably have it. You probably have it.
I probably do.
Yeah.
I probably do.
I'm
going to
put you on COVID right now.
But I have superhero blood.
You're a carrier.
So I'm not going to show it.
Are you a carrier of disease?
I could be a carrier of diseases. Yes.
Sounds on brand.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay with that. But if you haven't been vaccinated, then you should wear a mask. because you should be fearful that you could catch it.
Yeah.
I didn't. And I see everywhere, there's big billboards, there's free COVID, free vaccination at NRG today. I just saw that sign yesterday as I was driving. I was like, you know what? If you don't take advantage of that, then that should be on you.
It's on you. You've got every opportunity in the world.
Yes.
Don't tell me about how magnets stick to your arm. If you're that easily fooled, I don't want to have conversations with you. But it was cool to see. It's weird, though, to see it go from, 5,000 people at Madison Square Garden to 17,000. But it was awesome. It feels finally to normal. Me, that Astros game felt normal. Like, oh, my gosh, it feels like we're in the playoffs.
Well, to me, in this whole time, everybody's saying, well, this has changed the world. The world's going to be different now. You're not going to shake hands anymore. You're not going to.
The fist bump thing is going to be real for a lot of people.
Well,
why do you still shake hands?
I mean, I was going with people around me at the stadium.
But you're a dirty person.
But I was high-fiving everybody, and they were all high-fiving.
You peed on a floor in Florida. I can't count you.
This is from the guy who pooped in a popcorn box. But listen, speaking of
I wasn't married at the time.
So what? Yeah, what does that have to do with
anything?
You're married,
you shouldn't do that?
No.
I was in college.
It was Florida. My wife was like, pee all over their stadium. Who cares?
Would Channel 13, Wendy, say pee all over a floor?
No. Okay. She was with Channel 13 at the time, but she didn't have
that
responsibility. Yeah, she's been there for 20.
Oh, Deborah Duncan was 13?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 843. Well, speaking of popcorn, we'll talk about popcorn. We got a big popcorn story.
Yeah.
On the other side.
Somebody almost got crazy. Right. Russell almost had to go up in some stands.
Yeah. We'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, right now, I'm talking about my peeps over at the Rockets. Love the Rockets. Now, they didn't excite us like all that much on the basketball floor, but they're going to next year. They're going to get better. And you can be better, a better person. If you run, like Lance's wife, is Nicole going to do this? She can run a 5K?
No.
Or walk a 5K?
No, there's
or
10K.
A 10K?
She may do a 10K.
Yeah. Or kids 1K at your preferred time.
Do they have Rockets hike?
Normally, walk. Yes, you can walk 10K.
Yeah, you can make it. Yeah, you can make it on a hike.
Yeah, you can make it wherever you want. The place and pace is all yours by June 6th, and you can win prizes. All participants will receive a Rockets Run t-shirt, a race bib, race medal, and mesh bag. Let's get out in this year's Rockets virtual run to support Children's Memorial Hermann. You raise money for Children's Memorial Hermann by racing at your own pace, doing it on your own, not everybody gathered together and all starting and all being all together. You do it at your own pace. Go find out about it at rockets.com. That's rockets.com. It's time to get your running shoes on at rockets.com.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This is true. The best thing about being fully vaccinated is now we can get back to not washing our hands after using the restroom. That is something we can do.
Eric Layden on our podcast, he talked about the fact that the greatest thing about COVID for him was that he already is a germaphobe.
Yeah.
And that his ability to in your face after shaking hands to spray hand sanitizer on his hands and do that in front of your face wasn't even a big deal. He's like, it's the best thing in the world. I said, you're that much of a germaphobe? He goes, you're probably somebody who shakes somebody's hand and it goes back to eating your hamburger after you've touched their hands. I was like, yeah, I guess so. I didn't really thought about it, but I guess so. He goes, yeah, let's just, what if they had their hand in their ass? I'm like, oh, well, now you're making it where I don't want to eat
a
hamburger.
You're a German soccer coach?
Yeah.
Now I'm not shaking his hands and eating anything. No, I want to sanitize after that. There's
Jürgen,
no question.
What is his name? Yogi Low. whatever.
What's his name, Dell?
It's
Low.
Le. Is it French?
Le. No.
No, it's
okay,
like get low.
So last night, a Philadelphia 76er fan, who one person in our group thought maybe it was somebody out of Russ's team that threw the popcorn on Russ just so Russ could look like a hero, like Russ could have all this heroism and, you know.
What heroism?
Or inspiration for Russ, or Russ is a victim.
It was supposed to distract from his bad game.
Yeah, from his horrible game.
Yeah, he was. Listen, Russ gets triple doubles and all that, but let's just be real. And I love how hard he plays. Let's just be real. When does it matter with Russ? Just because we had a game yesterday where an NBA
mattered
team,
early in his career when they got to the finals.
Yeah, when he had KD, you mean?
Yeah.
When he had the best player?
That was so long ago. It was a long time ago.
And James?
Yeah.
KD and James, okay. This is all I know. You have Russell Westbrook getting all these triple doubles. We're also playing in a time where the Utah Jazz scored 141 points in a playoff game. This is supposed to be, remember when it used to be, man, it's in the playoffs, things are going to get, you know, it gets more physical, the defense. A grown people scored 141 points in a playoff game.
Yeah.
And they gave up 129. It was 141 to 129. That shows you the embarrassment that while there's a lot of talent in the league, it's also kind of embarrassing right now for the league because there is just such little effort being given to challenging with all the three pointers being shot. One thing we're seeing, one of the effects of that is that when guys go to the lane, the help side defense is terrible. You don't have as many rim challengers as you used to have on the court, although you obviously have one in Rudy Gobert. But man, the league should be ashamed of a game where it hits 270 points.
Yeah, well, Embiid should be too. And, you know, there's big guys now in the league, actually.
But they don't. They're not the shot blockers.
No, it was embarrassing.
Obviously.
It was embarrassing. But as Russ is leaving the court after his horrific game, it's a bad time to throw popcorn. A guy dumps from up above
about
as Russ is walking
rails,
into the tunnel.
It was a pretty accurate throwing of
and
the popcorn.
He emptied his popcorn all over Russ's head, and Russ just went ballistic. There were four guys that had to hold him back. He would have gone up. We would have had another Malice in the Palace.
Do you blame him? Oh, yeah. No, Russ would have.
Yeah, Russ would have been up in there. There's no question. Russ wanted a piece of the dude. And here's what Russ said afterwards about that.
Unfortunately, you know, I was leaving out, and then I just seen popcorn on top of my head, you know. To be blatantly honest, man, it's getting out of hand, especially for me. Just the amount of disrespect, the amount of just fans just doing whatever the they want to do. It's out of pocket, man. It's out of pocket, seriously. Like any other setting, you know, I'm all for the fans enjoying the game and having fun. And, you know, it's part of sports. I get it. But there are certain things that cross the line.
Yeah, and he also said, well, he was leaving after a sprain in his ankle. See, no one watched that game. No one cares about when he was leaving or what. He sucked. They sucked. The game sucked. We were watching the Astros. So, getting factually correct is not important here. Okay? I don't know when he was leaving. He got some popcorn dumped on him.
When has it ever been important to you?
Never. It doesn't matter. So, he went on to say, he said, that dude, you know what you wouldn't do? You wouldn't do that if you were standing right next to me. You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't say some of the stuff that you say to me if we were just standing together. If I wasn't on the court and you were in the stands, you wouldn't be saying that stuff to me. I promise you. I promise you, you wouldn't dump popcorn on my head if we were standing next to each other.
Obviously not.
Because then go time.
I mean, yeah. Russ isn't a giant on the court because he's around just giants of men. Russ is, what, 6'4", 5"? He will beat your ass.
He will, yes. Yeah. Yes. And hey, he's a
twitchy.
great athlete.
Yeah. Russ is twitchy, and Russ is kind of like, Russ is impulsive.
Oh,
he is an impulsive hyper kid.
You think
he's going to go
and, oh, by
you.
The way, he'll go from 0 to 60?
No, obviously.
Oh.
You don't have to know that about Russ to know that about Russ.
No.
Now, that guy, you know, of course, King James had to weigh in on this and get you the
but
real.
Apparently, Jalen Rose said somebody should have beat that guy's ass that threw the popcorn.
What's Philadelphia? Bro, I got news for you. I don't know if you guys know how this works or not. This is Philadelphia. Are you new to the city of Philadelphia? They probably cheered that dude.
Of course they did.
What do you mean somebody should have? Somebody from Philadelphia.
I don't think he meant somebody from Philly. He just meant
that dude should get his ass kicked.
The usted should have beat his ass.
Yeah. Well,
no, we know that kind of stuff.
Well, and then we got somebody on Twitter. You don't listen, Jalen. You don't subscribe to violence, do you? For promoting violence to a fan. What the fan did was wrong, but wishing violence upon it is...
Sometimes you need to smack him in the face.
Yeah. How about a fresh one for that dude? You know what he won't do again?
Here's what people say. It doesn't hurt Russell Westbrook. You are degrading and demeaning Russell Westbrook. Stop acting like he didn't throw an anvil on him so it doesn't matter. You just dumped a whole thing of popcorn on the guy's head. Like, demeaned him like that.
Yeah.
Like, anybody who does it. And, of course, I feel like LeBron wanted to get a little racial thing going in here about it.
Was that subtle racism?
Yeah, that's maybe.
He said, by the way, we as
the players want to see who threw that popcorn on Russ while he was leaving the game tonight with an injury. There's cameras all over the court, and so there's no excuse. Because if the shoe was on the other foot, hashtag protect our players. Listen. The shoe's never on the other foot. It's always the fans who act bad to the players. We saw when you had the fan, was it in Utah, when they got into it with Russ also? I'm pretty sure it was Utah. When Russ got into it with the Utah fans, and that was actually someone's brother. That was a player's, an athlete's brother who he was into it with. But, you know, the Philadelphia fans should be, you know, he should be. If you want to ban him for the year, ban him for, I don't care what they do about that. But Philadelphia fans aren't going to beat up a guy who threw popcorn on you. They love that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hero in Philadelphia.
No. He's the popcorn guy.
It doesn't matter.
He's the popcorn guy. I love that guy.
Yeah. Oh, no. Somebody's going to buy him a drink. Hey. It's the guy that threw the popcorn. They all get shots.
He's the guy.
Philadelphia. It doesn't matter if the player's white or black or whatever. If you're in Philadelphia, you act like a total a-hole to the other team. That's what they think. Now, I am also... To me, there should be punishments. With you think you want to do that? The old school Philadelphia stuff, man, they got to stop that stuff.
Russ got into a back and forth with Rondo's brother in the bubble. Family members were allowed to watch the games.
He got into it with him during that playoff series.
He did something. That was a fan. It wasn't anyone's brother. The brother thing was Rondo's brother in the bubble, where Rondo's brother was yelling at him.
No, dude, it's an athlete.
Chris Paul's brother had an issue with
yes, that was with the ref, no? He got thrown out of the game with the ref.
At the game.
Yeah.
But Russ was Rondo's brother last year.
Chris Paul's brother's a pretty good golfer. 713-780-37. I just thought I'd throw that in there. 713-780-3776. 856 right now here on ESPN 97.5. The Texans have signed... And this is, I don't know why this story, we're 2 hours into the show and we still haven't gotten to this.
Bigger news, we're signing David Mills or Ralph Garza
Jr. Davis.
Well, his name's Davis. But
we call him David.
David Culley.
Derek Cole.
He's a nacho junkie, John.
Oh, he's a nacho junkie.
Apparently. Was it Derek Cole?
No, it wasn't Derek Cole.
Okay, well, tell it to your owner.
So I
call him Derek.
So we got...
David Mills signed.
No.
And
it's not his name.
Ralph?
We got it. We were supposed to tease that. Garza. Nobody knew.
He doesn't ever.
The Texans have signed.
Nobody knew or cared.
Well, they didn't know. I don't know about the care part.
Yeah, how could they care if they didn't even know?
They didn't even know.
We were going to inform
them.
All
right, you ruined it. Maybe we won't.
4-year deal, though, right? 4-year deal for Davis Mills. So he's locked in, quarterback of the future. Get excited, everybody.
Hey, guys. New starter.
And you know what car he could be driving with that new deal?
I mean, it depends on what the deal was. You know, listen, he got a deal. Is it fully guaranteed? Is the whole thing fully guaranteed? Because if it's not, maybe he wants a Chevy Trax. Chevy Trax gets 18% off MSRP. Is it fully guaranteed? Okay, sir, let me show you to this Tahoe. Let me show you to this tricked out Chevy Silverado or this GMC Sierra pickup truck that's fully loaded. Yeah, it depends on what his... You know, what his deal ended up being? I know that when Carlos Correa, our very own Carlos Correa, when he went into Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC to find vehicles for both of his parents, he went in there looking for specific type of vehicles for both of his parents. When Jose Altuve went in there, he wanted a very specific type of vehicle. and it was a pickup truck. I believe it was Chevy Silverado, as a matter of fact. But you can find the same type of deals. Yes, there have been professional baseball players who come in there and get their trucks from Craig DeSerf. A lot of times it's SUV and trucks, but it can be crossover vehicles. It can be the Buicks, which are more compact. They have some compact vehicles for you as well. You're going to get a great deal. You're going to get a great offer. You're going to have great selection. But here's where it really flips on its head versus the Houston dealerships. You get better trade-in value, and your customer service is astonishingly good from the start of the sale all the way through service. You need a loaner car, that's not a problem. They're out in Angleton. It's a few extra miles, but I promise you, it is worth the drive because of the savings and the service and the selection. Make sure that you go to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.